Planet Travel.
Literary Trails, Agatha Christie's Torquay, Devon. Best-selling crime author Agatha Christie comes from Torquay in Devon on England's southwest coast. Literary fans can follow in her footsteps and see many of her favorite spots on a trip to Torquay. On September 15, 1890, Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller was born in Barton Road, Torquay. During her lifetime, she became one of the most prolific British crime writers, penning 79 crime novels, plus 19 plays and 6 romantic novels under the name Mary Westmacott. Many people love following in the literary footsteps of their favorite writers, and it's no exception with Agatha Christie. The annual Agatha Christie Week takes place in September to coincide with her birthday, and there are lots of events, activities, and tours to enjoy in Torquay. But even if you can't visit at the time of the celebrations, there's plenty to see on a trip in your own time. There are a wide variety of places in the town, for example, that were connected with the novelist and her writing. Many of these literary landmarks are identified with blue plaques. In 1990, Agatha's centenary year, the Agatha Christie Mile was created, which marks out 11 locations on a one-mile route around Torquay. The church where Agatha was baptized, All Saints Church in Torrey, is usually open to visitors, and they often have guided tours too. It's located a short walk from her childhood home in Barton Road and is the church which Agatha attended regularly during her childhood. Agatha met Archie Christie, her first husband, in Torquay. They got married on December 24, 1914, and spent their honeymoon night at the Grand Hotel in Torquay. Located on the seafront, the four-star hotel is still in existence today and certainly lives up to the grand part of its name. Even if you're not staying there, it's definitely worthwhile popping in for morning coffee or afternoon tea, or to enjoy light refreshments in the Compass Lounge and Bar, which has spectacular views across the bay. After their wedding, Archie had to go straight back to war, and Agatha worked as a nurse for the Red Cross Hospital based in Torquay's Town Hall. She later trained as a pharmacist, which helped with her crime novelist career as she gained experience about the effects of poisons. Agatha also gained inspiration for her novels from her life's encounters, and it was even in Torquay that she gained inspiration for the popular Belgian detective Hercule Poirot, whilst the town was home to German-occupied Belgium refugees during 1915. The Torquay Museum is a good place to head to for learning more about Agatha's life. They have an exhibition dedicated to Agatha, which includes items such as personal photos from her early years to late-life notebooks, original manuscripts, and first editions of her many books. They also have some of the clothes worn by actress Joan Hickson in her adaptations of Agatha's books, where she played the famous detective Miss Marple. The Imperial Hotel in Torquay, another large hotel in the town, is featured in the first chapter of the novel Peril at End House. In its time, the hotel was grand, and Agatha is likely to have attended social events there. It seems to have held a degree of interest for her, as it was also the setting for the last chapter of Sleeping Murder, which was also the last mystery starring Miss Marple. There are many more fascinating Agatha Christie sights to enjoy on a tour of Torquay. Fans of her crime fictions will enjoy spotting memorable places and learning more about the landmarks and people that influenced this talented, highly productive writer.